supplies last.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
GOP meeting, infamous gun. I'm Elliot Francis. Very little movement forward after House Speaker Paul Ryan and Donald Trump meet in what's being called a productive talk. More from correspondent Bob Costantini.
Describing Trump as warm and genuine, it's the genuine side that has caused a rift in the party. Speaker Ryan did address the common ground he has with Trump.
The core principles that tie us all together. Principles like the Constitution, the separation of powers, the fact that we have an executive that is going way beyond the boundaries of the Constitution. You know, it's the principle of self-government.
But Ryan was asked several times if he would endorse Trump and kept a rhetorical arm's length from doing so. He called the meeting a planting of seeds toward unification. Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
An online auction group is apparently auctioning off the gun used to kill Trayvon Martin, reversing an earlier decision not to hold the auction. United Gun Group announced on its Twitter feed that the gun being sold by owner George Zimmerman is being auctioned off. It's unclear if the bids, near $46 million, are authentic. I'm Elliot Francis. The Obama administration is expected to issue guidance today directing public schools to allow transgender students to use bathrooms matching their gender identity. Mark Chase reports.
The joint letter from the Departments of Education and Justice will go out to schools with guidelines to ensure that, quote, transgender students enjoy a supportive and non-discriminatory school environment, end quote. The letter reportedly also contains an implicit threat that schools could lose funding if they don't comply. The move comes as the Justice Department and North Carolina traded lawsuits over that state's transgender bathroom bill. I'm Mark Chase.
The global financial messaging network, SWIFT, used by banks to move billions of dollars each day, claimed it suffered a second malware attack this week. The attack reportedly targeted an unnamed commercial bank. A company spokesperson says the attack is similar to the one that led to February's $81 million cyber heist in Bangladesh. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Arcing insulators are becoming a weekly occurrence on Metro. Well, now the transit agency's new chief safety officer says there isn't a single solution to the problem.
Because arcing insulators can be caused by a number of problems, according to Metro's new chief safety officer, Patrick Lavin.
You could have it from water intrusion. You could have it from a poor maintenance program. You can have it for a piece of equipment that has outlived its useful lifespan.
Water and debris touching the third rails have caused recent arcing insulators in Metro. Lavin says before Metro can fix its arcing insulators,
you have to diagnose what the problem is at each location and come up with a holistic plan on how to address it overall.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
For the second time in as many years, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has ordered cuts in fees the state charges.
Today we are here to announce that we are reducing or eliminating an additional 155 fees, saving hardworking taxpayers another $60 million over the next 5 years.
Hogan says the various fees he's reducing will put money back in the hands of Marylanders, where he says it'll do more good than it would in the hands of the government. Maryland state elections officials have decertified the results of Baltimore's primary election to investigate complaints from candidates and watchdog groups that the voting process was flawed. One glaring problem, the number of votes cast in Baltimore was hundreds more than the number of voters who actually checked in at polling places. And Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says the day he signed an order restoring the voting rights of over 200,000 convicted felons was, quote, the greatest day as governor. McAuliffe made the remark last night while speaking at an African-American church in Richmond. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,721, the NASDAQ at 47,37. Sports, the Nats are idle. They host Miami tonight. The Orioles win their fifth straight, beating the Tigers. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Jose Fernandez.
Zimmerman can't get to it.
Looking to stay unbeaten against Washington. Bryce Harper.
Dead center. It is gone.
All the Marlins can do is look in amazement. Perfect.
Texas fence wrecker. Hit for the social cycle. Nationals Marlins. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2.
Hey, baseball, great.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, good, is 270. No problems on 270 between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. The problem that we do have, though, is on I-70. So if you normally leave the Frederick area and take 70, say, over toward Ellicott City in that direction, we have eastbound closed just off of 270 right near 144, and that's due to a serious crash. So what you want to do is if you're coming off of that stretch, use 144 instead of I-70, and that'll be your workaround. Now, westbound side, all of your lanes open, so if you're coming, say, out of Ellicott City, New Market area, you can get into Frederick. Elsewhere, around the Beltway, quiet, Maryland, Virginia, no problems coming in from the west. Route 7, Greenway, Toll Road, and 66, off to a good start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little more rain coming, didn't have any yesterday. That was surely a big change. 75 today. Scattered showers, thunderstorms coming in from the west. That looks like midday, and it may rain for a few hours. And then we'll clear tonight, 56. Tomorrow afternoon, thunderstorms. Could be some wind, maybe some small hail, 73. Drying out by Sunday. Highs only in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Gainesville, 61 in Silver Spring, 62 degrees in Washington. The Obama administration is issuing a letter today to schools nationwide offering guidelines on transgender bathroom use. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9. On FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. We made it through this rainy week, and now it's Friday. We can just push through. It'll all be better in a short while. And by the way, the sun will come out tomorrow.
Literally tomorrow?
Yeah, that's what
they said. Actually, I thought it was Sunday.
Well, there's a little sun tomorrow.
Oh, good.
But then it rains again, and then more sun.
All right.
So anyway, we'll get you by the complete forecast coming up. Coming at 7:05 this morning, Maryland politics. How are Republicans looking at the lay of the land? We'll talk to Joe Cluster. At 7:35, a doctor who represents the District of Columbia regarding the Zika virus and what we should know and how we should prepare. And also, we'll talk to a reporter from the Daily Caller about 2016 politics and that meeting yesterday between Trump and Ryan. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Yeah, and also that guidance you just heard about. I'm using the Chris Plant air quotes, guidance to schools about transgender policy. It's forcing schools across the land to accept anyone in any bathroom or any locker room based on their quote-unquote gender identity. We're going to be covering that plenty this morning and talking about it. Be sure about that. But let's talk about a story that hit yesterday afternoon that should bring a little bit of cheer to people's hearts, and that is that a judge here in the District of Columbia came down on the side of House Republicans in a case against the Obama administration with regard to how Obamacare is funded. Let me break it down here. Zoe Tillman over at National Law Journals put it this way, and I'm quoting her article. The Obama administration unlawfully paid billions of dollars to insurance providers under the Affordable Care Act without a funding appropriation from Congress, according to a federal district judge in Washington. The insurance subsidies were designed to offset discounts that insurers were required to give eligible lower-income Americans under the health care reform law. And U.S. District Judge Rosemary Collier said the federal agencies could not fund the subsidies through another section of the health care law that allocated money for tax credits. In other words, Congress laid out the Affordable Care Act under Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. It was all the Democrats. They were completely in charge of the whole damn thing. They laid out, as per the Constitution, who could allocate this money and how this money could be allocated, because, you know, they're the ones who appropriate funds. And the Obama administration, through their Department of Health and Human Services, they just went around that and said, well, we need more money to pay insurers for something else that's not in the law. We're just going to go ahead and do that. And House Republicans sued them, and so far, they've won. Yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5, Ken Klukowski, who's Breitbart News' legal analyst, joined me to sort of break it down, talk about the constitutional aspects, and also this whole thing that we're hearing from the administration, that this is unprecedented that the House would sue the president. It's unprecedented. Well, I asked him if it was unprecedented.
The reality is, even though it's not central to this case, The U.S. Supreme Court has laid out the doctrine of what's called legislative standing, most recently in Raines v. Byrd. That was about two decades ago. Under that, it makes perfect sense to me under that Supreme Court precedent as to why the U.S. House can sue here. That ruling actually took place months ago, and the Obama administration is appealing to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit on that separate issue as to whether the plaintiffs had standing to sue at all. Today's decision is past standing. Today's decision was on the underlying merits of the lawsuit. And in that regard, there are two provisions of Obamacare that were being sued on constitutional grounds by the U.S. House. While the judge said that the government was right on one section, it nonetheless held that one other section, the other challenge section of the law, section 1402, is unconstitutional. So this is a huge victory for the U.S. House of Representatives.
All right, so let's talk about these. First of all, my understanding, the statement in the Constitution that applies here is, no money shall be drawn from the Treasury but in consequence of appropriations made by law. In other words, only Congress can appropriate money. The administration can't. How has the administration been paying out money from the Treasury without Congress's approval?
Yeah, and you're correct. That's Article 1, Section 9, Clause 7 of the Constitution. The argument they were making for both sections 1401 and 1402 of the Affordable Care Act, which we call Obamacare, is that these are permanent appropriations, that it is inferred in the text, from the text of Obamacare, that these are permanent payments.
And these are payments to insurance companies for covering health insurance for low-income individuals, right?
In part. Judge Rosemary Collier of the U.S. District Court for the D.C. District held that Section 1401, which provides taxpayer subsidies to taxpayers who are purchasing insurance policies on Obamacare exchanges, either run by the states or by the federal government, she held that those are permanent appropriations. Now, this is the issue that was before the U.S. Supreme Court a year ago, where the court held in a 6-3 decision that was strongly condemned by conservatives and with the three conservative justices in the court at the time in dissent, where they held that, no, the plain text of the Affordable Care Act says that these insurance policies are only for exchanges established by the state, not by the federal government. You'll recall that was a big Supreme Court fight a year ago. Having lost that one, this is a separate constitutional challenge as to whether these are permanent expenditures of money. Judge Collier held that for 1401, for the subsidy payments to middle-income Americans, yes, those are permanent appropriations because it's explicit. But Section 1402, which is,
I see,
is payments from the federal government to insurance companies, have taxpayers pay part of the insurance cost for Obamacare to keep premiums from skyrocketing. She held that is not an explicit appropriation. It cannot be inferred. This violates Congress's power, and therefore what the Obama administration is doing is unconstitutional.
Let's bring this back to the November election real fast, 30 seconds. It has no effect now. It's been put on hold. It will go to the Supreme Court, where it is right now a 4-4 circumstance. The next president will appoint whoever that ninth judge is. And if I may just remind everyone, and you can do it, Ken Klukowski, this judge on the D.C. Circuit, Rosemary Collier, she was appointed by?
By a Republican. She's actually on the D.C. District Court. This was a trial court.
Yeah, you heard it. George W. Bush appointed this judge, and that tells you how important these elections are. What do you think, Brian?
Well, listen, this is good. I think this is great. And look, I mean, this is the thing that the Obama administration does. And I'm so glad that a judge has stood up to them and said, you can't do this. You can't just reinterpret a law to fit whatever it is you think it is. I mean, you can't subvert the will of Congress. And by the way, when you subvert the will of Congress, and this is what people don't think about, you're subverting the will of the people, because the people elected the members of Congress who set this policy, who passed these laws, who write these laws, and then the president just signs them into law. He's supposed to faithfully execute them. And when it doesn't fit this particular administration's, view of the world, and they don't like every little jot and tittle of a piece of legislation, they just do what they want to do. And they think they have the complete authority to do that. Josh Earnest said yesterday that this is the first time that a president, kind of Congress, has been permitted to sue the executive branch over a disagreement about how to interpret the Constitution.
I've got him. You want to hear him?
Yeah, I want to hear it.
There are a couple things that are unprecedented about this effort, though. This suit represents the first time in our nation's history that Congress has been permitted to sue the executive branch over a disagreement about how to interpret a statute.
You know what? Yeah, it's rare. And it's pretty damning that this Congress felt like they had to do this.
Exactly. He thinks it's reflective of the Congress. No, it's reflective of the chief executive.
That's right. If it's that rare, well, I wonder why the Republicans felt so compelled to do it. Well, because it was wrong.
Right.
And you've been called on it. And let's see whether or not the law will prevail or whether political appointments will prevail.
By the way, there have been 14 instances where individual congressmen or members of Congress have sued the an administration, a sitting president. But yes, it's true. This is the first time the House of Representatives as a whole has sued. And well, you know what? Good on them. It's that important.
It is important. And I'm very happy at this ruling. Listen, right now it's 5:15 on WMAL. Time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's Friday, and we're enjoying a nice quiet start around the Capitol Beltway. Virginia, Maryland, no troubles. Great time to get going. 66 Greenway, Toll Road, 95 and 395. Now, here is what's going on, and it's a bit of a problem in the Frederick area on I-70. If you take I-70, say, from Frederick, and you head eastbound over toward Newmarket, over toward, over toward the Baltimore area, Ellicott City, that stretch where we have a closure, just as you come off of 270, I-70 East is closed at Old National Pike with this crash. 144 as your alternate. Trouble is getting there because delays are beginning before 144, so north of 70 to work your way through. So if you normally take this, you know what I'm talking about. Westbound 70, however, if you're coming from Ellicott City toward Frederick, all lanes are open on the westbound side. So I'll continue to keep you posted. As soon as any of those lanes get open, start to see some of that traffic flow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is. I guess this may be day 16 of measurable precipitation if it comes true. A 90% chance of rain today. Showers and scattered thunderstorms possible today and breezy. A high near 75. Tonight, mostly clear, 56. And then Saturday, we'll have a nice morning followed by thunderstorms in the afternoon. And they say some of these thunderstorms could be severe. Even small hail is possible. High of 73 tomorrow. Saturday night, clear again. So it's rain clear, rain clear. And then on Sunday, it looks like a mix of sun and clouds, high in the low 60s. Currently, in the nation's capital, it is 63 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Well, yesterday was the day that Donald Trump came to Washington to meet with Republicans to see if they could have a kumbaya moment, whether they could walk away arm in arm, committed to having party unity. I mean, everybody feels that we got to have this party unity, and I think I would be safe in saying that the meetings went pretty well, according to all accounts, although at the end of the day, Paul Ryan did not give what you would call a strict endorsement to Donald Trump, but he did say the following, cut four.
This is our first meeting. I was very encouraged with this meeting, but this is a process. It takes a little time. You don't put it together in 45 minutes.
Yeah, you don't put it together in 45 minutes, but they did find a lot of agreement. They're going to continue to have conversations about the areas where they have disagreement. But Speaker Ryan described Donald Trump as warm and engaging. And Donald Trump said nice things, that he thought the meetings went very, very well, and that he was encouraged. So I guess it was a day where we moved toward party unity if perhaps we didn't get there all the way.
Yeah, it certainly appears that way.
Yeah,
it certainly does. They didn't recite anything specific. I would love for them to cite the specific things about exactly what the differences are and what Paul Ryan says is his major problem. I think that he's mentioned broad things like tone and priorities. And it's funny, reading between the lines, yesterday morning, we had Stephen Moore, who has been employed along with Larry Kudlow to rewrite the tax plan of Donald Trump's. And it was, we went back and forth a bit because I don't quite understand why they go from a $10 billion tax cut to a $4 billion tax cut without the Democrats ever even raising an issue. But isn't it possible that this is part of the olive branch to House Republicans? Paul Ryan's issue has always been balanced budget, getting a hold of entitlements, and if this tax plan were to go through in its current state at $10 billion, it would make it very hard for Paul Ryan to push some of his reforms that he'd like to do. So maybe this is partly what's going on here.
Yeah, I think that we're talking about issues that are sort of in the weeds on policy, but are important things to Capitol Hill. And it was also an opportunity for those who have had some concerns about, you mentioned the word tone. I think that is something that some Republicans are very concerned about. And some members apparently had the opportunity to say in face-to-face conversation, and apparently, according to all accounts, I've not heard any account that suggests otherwise, it was a positive, it was a respectful conversation. Nobody came in there and pounded the table. Nobody came in there and yelled. But they did say, we got some concerns about this, and we hope going forward that you will, maybe think about these things. On his part, it seems that Donald Trump walked away feeling like, these are things that I can work with these people, and I can accommodate some of these concerns. I think they're going to continue to have some meetings and some policy discussions on the party level to see if they can come to terms before the convention on some issues that are going to be in the platform, etc. And I think that's really what it's all about right now.
All right, but you think it's going to happen?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think ultimately that everybody's going to come together.
By the way, coming up later this morning, we're going to have Daily Caller's Vince Colonnais. He's going to join us to talk and give us his perspective on this, as the Daily Caller was covering this, as every other person in the media was covering this story, right? I mean, it was amazing. Did you see the scene?
Yeah, it was. It was. It was chaos. And media chaos, really.
Exactly. And, the next time the media criticizes the Republican Party or the Donald Trump campaign and says, they've just turned American politics into a sideshow and into a circus. Can we just call them on this? They're the ones. There was no reason why they had to have that scene outside the RNC headquarters yesterday. No. They created that circus atmosphere.
It's 5:22 on WMAL.
Remember to call Miss Utility before you dig. Every dig. 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Look alive, weeds! It's a matter of life and death!
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow!
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome!
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time. And your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-705-2855. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-705-2855. That's 1-800-705-2855.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270, good between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. If you're leaving the Frederick area, though, we're still dealing with delays here on I-70. However, the crash, as you come up toward Old National Pike, they are allowing traffic to get by now. So along the right side, getting by a tractor trailer and two cars that were involved in this crash, everything had been stopped for a while. Delays from 270, working eastbound on 70, westbound, all of your lanes are open. Now around the Beltway we go, no problems through Bethesda, Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge, Annandale, Tysons. Everything's checking out fine there. 95 out of Stafford, up through to the Beltway and on 395. Good start. Good time to be an early bird. Get going across 14th Street Bridge without any delay. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few hours of showers, then it's probably done. Around midday into early afternoon, a round of showers, a few thunderstorms, 75 degrees. Then overnight tonight, we'll clear 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 63 degrees on WMAL.
You remember that humiliating and outrageous incident where a Navy vessel fell into the hands of Iranian National Guard, Revolutionary Guard Corps there, remember? And they were videotaped with their on their knees and their hands on their heads and all that stuff. But we're learning more about what happened that day, and we've actually now learned of a firing, something that doesn't happen very often in the federal government. The Navy Expeditionary Combat Command has removed Commander Eric Rosch for a loss of confidence in his ability to command, according to the Navy Times. Also, the person next in line above him in the chain of command, Rosch's boss, Commander Gregory Meyer, has been put on administrative hold, meaning that his career will be in limbo while the Navy continues its official probe. But what we have learned here is Navy officials have said that engine or navigational gear malfunctions, apparently combined with the sailors' inattention, led them to drift into Iranian waters. I'm reading from Time Magazine's report on this, which basically means that either poor maintenance combined with a failure of seamanship was what resulted in the sailors falling into enemy hands. And that's a direct reflection on the command.
All I remember about this is after that happened, one of the things that you heard was a lot of people who understand how military equipment are used in that particular and how Navy equipment is used were sort of scratching their heads saying, what were these boats doing there at this time? So apparently some other people came to the same conclusion. Didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, this hit late yesterday, so we should expect some more fallout on this today as the day develops.
It is now 5:28 on WMAL.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it. But identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here to tell you how you can take all the stress out of the decision and get your home sold fast and for the highest price. It's easy, actually. Just call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah have developed exclusive seller programs that are simply not offered by other agents. They have over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy a home in the area right now. Listen to what Debbie and Sarah did with the Kim's house in Chantilly. Before the Kim's home went on the market, Debbie and Sarah pushed their home to the buyers in their database. They created demand before ever going on the market. Then the house goes live and bam, four offers come in after the first day. The Kims thought Debbie and Sarah's buyers in waiting program was a gimmick, but after they sold their home in just one day, they want everyone to know that these buyers and results are the real deal. Sarah and Debbie are also the real deal. They can sell your home too. They already have the buyers and your home might already be sold. Just call now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Coming up in just a moment, more problems on the metro system, this time the Red Line. And look, we're in for some rough days ahead as they try to set this thing right. We'll give you all the details coming up right after the news, 5:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. House Speaker Paul Ryan still isn't ready to endorse the Donald Trump presidential bid, but after their long-awaited face-to-face meeting yesterday, both Trump and Ryan said a full meeting of the minds is not going to happen quickly.
I don't mind going through a little bit of a slow process. It's a very big subject. I mean, we have a lot of things, and I think for the most part we agree on a lot of different items, and we're getting there.
The process of unifying the Republican Party, which just finished a primary about a week ago, perhaps one of the most divisive primaries in memory, takes some time.
RNC Chairman Reince Priebus, who was also in on yesterday's meeting, says Ryan and Trump have agreed to meet again soon, perhaps as early as today. On the Democratic side, while many people presume the nominee will be Hillary Clinton, she's not there yet, and her challenger is vowing a contested convention.
Bernie Sanders is far behind in delegates, but he is increasingly making the argument that superdelegates, those party officials, should be coming to his side, particularly from states that he actually won, like New Hampshire, West Virginia, Minnesota. He won big majorities in those states, but the superdelegates are siding with Hillary Clinton. He says point blank that's unfair.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. The Obama administration wants to clarify the expectations of the nation's public schools when it comes to the rights of transgender students. So the Departments of Education and Justice are jointly releasing a directive today reminding school districts they are obligated to treat transgender students in a way that matches their gender identity. Leaders at Metro say the transit agency will modify the timetable for its aggressive year-long Safe Track initiative to accommodate a new federal rail repair directive. But a Metro spokesman says the agency has not yet determined if it can begin the work ordered by the Federal Transit Administration as soon as the FTA wants. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,721, the Nasdaq at 4,737. Sports, a night off for the Nets. They open a series with the Marlins tonight. The O's rally and beat the Tigers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. Does that sound like you? Well, if you want to look in the mirror and not see bags and puffiness, today is your lucky day. Chamonix has extended their Mother's Day super sale just for you. Genucel uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix that specifically targets those bags and the puffiness under your eyes. Genucel works for men and women, and the remarkable results will exceed your expectations. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, or you can have your money back. I love Genucel, and I love that they stand behind their product and offer guarantees just like that. Now, during Chamonix's extended Mother's Day sale, they're going to double your order of Genucel absolutely free. But it gets better. Call now and Chamonix is going to throw in their best-selling L'Essence neck treatment absolutely free. Nothing works better for the sensitive skin on the neck area, and that's yours free when you try Genucel today. Call them 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Hurry now. This sale is going to be gone before you know it. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
Coming up this week on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth.
You know, we got a great show coming up, Michelle. We received a lot of calls last week, and if I had to say what the trend was, I'd say it was something like this. My advisor never told me about these hybrid index annuities. Probably two of the main characteristics I love the most are risk control and income guarantees.
All of that and more this Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on WMAL.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway, two large potholes, and what crews have done is put cones in the potholes. This is about a mile south of the Beltway, southbound side, George Washington Parkway. You lose the left lane. Right now, I'm not seeing any delays at this early hour, but keep close watch on. That's something to keep in mind. Beltway through Annandale, Tysons toward the Legion Bridge. That checks out fine. In fact, the Maryland Beltway, no issues either. On 270, lanes open out of Frederick down to the Beltway. A little bit of movement now on I-70. You can get by the three-vehicle crash. In fact, one of the vehicles involved is tractor-trailer, so cleanup continues on 70 eastbound at Old National Pike. Stay to the right to get by. Delays as you come out of Frederick. If you are coming from, say, Mount Airy, New Market area, westbound into Frederick, no problems. All of your travel lanes are open. Metro Rail dealing with problems on the Red Line. They're single tracking between Friendship Heights and Van Ness. Track problem at the Friendship Heights station. Delays expected, sure. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big changes coming, big cool down, especially for the tail end of the weekend. 75 today, around the showers, thunder showers, most likely around late morning into the early afternoon. Then by tonight, your Friday night out should be clear. Overnight, we fall to 56. Thunderstorms tomorrow may have some wind and small hail, 73. Much cooler, only low 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Warrenton, 63 in Frederick, 63 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
5:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up today at 7:05, Joe Cluster, Maryland Republican Party. What can the Maryland Republican Party do coming up in the general elections? And also, will there be any kind of push to have term limits in Montgomery County? We'll talk to Joe about that. At 7:35, Dr. Nesbitt from D.C. Director, the D.C. Director of Health about the Zika virus scare this summer. And then at 8:05, Vince Colonnais from the Daily Caller talk about the GOP unity efforts. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, another really horrific day on the metro system is in tap today. And the Red Line, they're single tracking at Friendship Heights. And the reason is, are you ready? Let's see. If you had to take a wild guess, Larry, as to what the problem was at Friendship Heights that caused single tracking, what would you think it might be?
Well, every single one of the stoppages that we've had since L'Enfant Plaza has been arcing.
Arcing insulators.
In the insulators, yeah.
Well, you would be right.
There you go.
They had an arcing insulator and smoke in the tunnel last night at Friendship Heights. And so, once again, sections of that track have been shut down, and they are single tracking through that, and there are delays on the Red Line, and it goes goes on and on and on. Each and every day, it seems, there is some new drama on the metro system as they continue to fight the problems that they're having with their power system and their power grid there. And this comes at a time when, of course, they're talking about shutting down large sections of metro for as much as 16 days at a time. One of the plans that was on the books before the Federal Transit Administration got involved and said, we need you to reconsider your plan. We think there are some other things that are a greater priority. But one of the things that was on the books was a 16-day shutdown of large stretches of the orange, blue, and silver lines. 16 days in August, they were going to shut the whole thing down for a while. And that was going to be a real major problem. Now they're having to reconsider the plan because the Federal Transit Authority has come in and said, you know what, we don't agree with the priorities you have laid out in your plan. And we think there are more serious issues, including, they mentioned, problems on the Red Line that must be addressed. And it seems that recent events are bearing that out. And so they're going back and they're saying, well, we're going to have to reconsider the plan and rejigger the plan and try to see if we can come up with a better plan that meets the FTA's concerns. So it's exactly what they're doing right now. But I think that the short thing you need to understand here is this thing is going to be a nightmare for about a year at best, and it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Yeah, they're calling it the Safe Track Plan, and the plan involves major shutdowns and major delays in service and major reductions in service that people have grown to expect. And it's not like the service has been that good already, mm-hmm. Brian, and it's just going to get they keep saying it's got to get worse before it gets better. It's got to get worse before it gets better. How do we know it's going to get better?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have confidence in any of the people involved in the leadership of Metro to suggest, trust us, it's going to get better, considering we've been hearing this from basically the same old people? Again, and I know that everyone sees, well, this guy, this new general manager, he's changing things, he's doing things differently, he's putting everybody on notice. Put him on notice. Fire them. And go back to the union, which accounts for, I believe, 70% plus of the budget mm-hmm. right now for Metro, mm-hmm. and say, guess what? You guys have been paid really, really well, and things aren't so good. So we're going to have to relook at this contract, because I think you guys haven't stepped up and done your fair share. And they'll say, oh, it's because of management. You know what? They've been able to enjoy some pretty good salaries there in the Metro Union because of bad management. And if it's really a new day, if we're really under threat of the feds shutting down Metro completely, maybe the union needs to step and say, yeah, these are extraordinary circumstances. Time to reopen the collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Ridership is already down. I mean, people have gotten so frustrated that they've taken back to the streets. They're finding different ways to get to work.
Take to the streets, Washington.
That's right. And, and that means that they're not getting as much revenue as they once had. And it comes at a time when they need the revenue to make the improvements, to make the repairs, so that they can get ridership to go back up and the system becomes more reliable and by the way, more safe. It's a bad combination, and we've got people like Jack Evans, who is head of the WMATA board now, saying, you know, we got to find a way to fund this thing. I'm very sensitive to saying that the problems can be solved by just throwing money at it. I don't think that's it. But I do think that they're in a situation now where they need to make some major, major investments in the system, and I'm not sure where that money's going to come from. It's going to be interesting to watch and see that debate take place.
Listen, again, it may take money to fix the problem, but this is after a whole ton of money has been thrown at the system mm-hmm. over the last decade plus,
yes.
and they've wasted it.
Yeah.
So you can't come back and ask for more money unless you can actually prove that you're going to fix it. And part of proving it is calling out, naming names of the people who have wasted taxpayer monies up until now, and firing the people, and maybe even bringing charges up. Why is this not a legal matter? We, the people, through our representatives, have paid tax money, a heck of a lot of tax money, to have a functioning and safe metro system, and somebody in charge, I still don't have the names because they refuse to fire or name anyone,
yeah, right.
but someone in charge has neglected this system in such a way that people have died. So how is that not a criminal proceedings?
In the meantime, get
That's
ready.
That's embezzlement, isn't it?
Yes,
certainly
misuse of funds.
There.
Get ready for shorter trains,
yeah,
which means you're going to be sitting packed like sardines. machines in these trains, and they're going to go slower. That's going to be one of the things that if you still continue to ride the system, you're going to be facing almost immediately. It is now 5:43 on WMAL. Traffic and weather in just a moment.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It is now 5:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, we have a crash, so heads up if you head between 270 and College Park. It's on the inner loop just past New Hampshire Avenue and looking at fire and rescue units along the right side. Looks like three lanes to the left get by. That's a tricky area where a lot of those commuters are merging to the right heading toward I-95. So again, heads up on the inner loop. Outer loop, your travel lanes are open and so far good on the outer loop. I'm not seeing any of any delay there. On the Virginia Beltway, good, quiet start. 66 Greenway Toll Road, all pushing up toward the Beltway without any incident, without much volume. A little bit of volume on Maryland, on Virginia's 95 through Dale City and Woodbridge. On the George Washington Parkway, as you come off the Beltway, stay to the right. You lose the left lane about a mile south of the Beltway due to a large pothole. They have a couple cones set up so that you don't ruin your car there. And again, a reminder, Metro Rail expect delays on the Red Line. They're single tracking between Friendship Heights and Van Ness due to a track problem. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big changes coming, big cool down, especially for the tail end of the weekend. 75 today around the showers, thunder showers, most likely around late morning into the early afternoon. Then by tonight, your Friday night out should be clear. Overnight, we fall to 56. Thunderstorms tomorrow may have some wind and small hail. 73, much cooler, only low 60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by RE/MAX Allegiance.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
All right, so, you know, we've been raising a lot of issues, a lot of questions about Hillary Clinton and her homebrew server and whether or not she put national security secrets at risk by allowing them to cross her unsecure homebrew server. Well, here's another one that should raise a few eyebrows. According to an email that came across that unsecured server at one point and has been looked at since, Hillary Clinton was directing a top aide to call her on a unsecure phone line because they were having problems with the secure line. I give up. Call me on my home number, Clinton told then Chief of Staff Cheryl Mills in a February 2009 email after more than an hour of trouble trying to communicate via the secure line. And then she Cheryl Mills, Chief of Staff, responded, I just spoke to ops, I guess the operations people who run the line, and I called you on your regular line. And then she says, we have to wait until we see each other because the technology is not working. And then Clinton responded back, please try again. In other words, call me back on my regular line. It's not clear whether they had that conversation. One assumes that they did because there were no more emails on this topic. And it's unclear whether or not they used, you know, a moderate language in a conversation. But nonetheless, here's Hillary Clinton saying once again, I'm frustrated by the technology. So, you know, to heck with it. Let's just use a regular phone line. A regular phone line, of course, you cannot talk about secure matters. And as apparently the email suggested, that's what Cheryl Mills needed to do. Very troubling.
Yeah, and by the way, there's somebody else on this email whose name is redacted. It could be one, it could be multiple people, but their name is redacted from this email. And yeah. So who else was involved in this conversation that apparently occurred on an unsecured line? It just occurs to me, as you look at all of this, that there is a pattern of behavior that Hillary Clinton... Then the Secretary of State, and now wanting to be the Commander-in-Chief, that she really couldn't care less about secure lines and secure methods of communication when dealing with sensitive issues that dealt with the top secrets of our national security infrastructure, and she wants to be the President. And the majority of Democrats are willing to vote for her for president.
I mean, here you have Cheryl Mills, her chief of staff, saying, we can't talk about this on a unsecure line. And here you have Hillary Clinton say, call me on the secure line again.
Well, grandma can't get the fax machine working. She needs Huma to take care of that for her.
Right, yeah.
She couldn't possibly carry two phones, a BlackBerry and an iPhone device, because that would be inconvenient for her. And now grandma can't get this the secure line working, so she just says, oh, I give up. Call my regular number. Let's just do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
You know, connect me through Ma Bell. It's not a good look, and people should be outraged.
Yesterday on this program, we had Catherine Herridge, who raised this issue, and I've seen some other stories about it, regarding Brian Pagliano, who was the person who set up this homebrew server. And the Daily Caller has another story that sort of echoes what Catherine was telling us yesterday in our interview in the 8 o'clock hour, that this man who was in charge of the homebrew server, really, he had only the very most basic computer certifications. He didn't have the kind of certifications, the kind of background that one would expect when setting up a server that's going to, you know, be used by the Secretary of State and classified material, you know, might cross it. He does, however, you'll be glad to know, have a poli-sci degree from Emory University.
There you go. That's who you want in the IT department.
That's right. It's 5:51. Here's El Rushbo.
4 years ago, Nissan ran a commercial during the Super Bowl featuring a polar bear journeying from his eroding glacier to a nice U.S. suburb in order to hug a person who owned a Nissan Leaf, one of their green energy cars. Polar bear hugs are pure liberal fantasy. Reality is another story. Now, according to CNN, a team of meteorologists on a remote Russian island are trapped in their weather station by polar bears. The scientists describe the bears as aggressive, and they report that they're fighting near the weather station. The only weapons the scientists brought with them were flares, and they used them. Sadly, the polar bears were not scared. They were probably amused, in fact. In any event, they aren't retreating. There seems to be no escape for the scientists. Now, the Worldwide Fund for Nature is urging the Russian government to save the scientists. I don't know, maybe they expect Vladimir Putin to ride in on horseback, shirtless, flexing his abs, and drive the polar bears off. Or better, there's one person who could save the day, our own Mr. Global Warming, Vice President Al Gore. He can take a solar-powered plane, get to Russia in about 6 months. If the polar bears haven't eaten the scientists already, Al Gore can explain to the bears that the scientists are trying to save them and the Earth and their ice. See, there's a lesson here. When you go to polar bear country to change the climate, you better take a rifle and know how to use it, because the polar bears don't like you. in service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, folks, Memorial Day is coming up. It's our chance to honor those who have served our country. And my good friends at Mahindra Tractors are stepping up for the third year in a row with the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. This year is special because Mahindra is giving away their all-new utility vehicle, the Impact XTV 750S Camo Edition. The Mahindra Impact will go to someone special who is active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. To nominate somebody, go to rushlimbaugh.com. Look for the Mahindra Military Salute Giveaway. My thanks to Mahindra, makers of the world's number one selling tractor. And God bless all of you who protect our freedom.
No purchase necessary. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and where prohibited. Open to contiguous U.S. residents 18 and over who are active duty or a veteran of the U.S. military. Sweepstakes ends at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, May 29, 2016.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
Let's face it. No one loves mosquitoes. After all, they suck all the fun out of spending family time outside. But now you can get even by creating a mosquito no-fly zone around your home with the help of your friends from Terminix. Our expert mosquito service delivers more than a barrier or repellent. We'll reduce mosquito populations in treated areas by more than 90% in 2 to 3 weeks. Plus, we come back every 4 weeks to keep them down. For a free mosquito evaluation and an effective solution, call Terminix now at 1-800-700-4186. Long, warm, sunny days are returning, but so is mosquito season. So take control of your yard with a mosquito no-fly zone from Terminix. Terminix Mosquito Service uses a natural active ingredient that kills mosquitoes but is safe around people, pets, and food. It's your home, not theirs. Call Terminix today for a free mosquito evaluation and an effective solution at 1-800-700-4186. That's 1-800-700-4186.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and good work by crews quickly clearing this beltway crash as you head from Bethesda, Silver Spring to College Park. It's on the inner loop just past New Hampshire Avenue, no longer blocking the right side. And the little bit of volume that was starting to form, gone. So you're in good shape each direction between College Park and 270. 270 out of Frederick and down to the Beltway. Some of that volume as you pass the exit for 109 in that vicinity. Now, leaving Frederick, if you use 70, still expect delays. You can get by the crash. They're still doing cleanup on I-70 right as you come up to Old National Pike. But again, lanes are open on the westbound side, eastbound under police direction. And on Virginia side of the Beltway, quiet, Annandale, Tysons. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few hours of showers, then it's probably done. Around midday into early afternoon, a round of showers, a few thunderstorms, 75 degrees. Then overnight tonight, we'll clear 56. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Jose Fernandez.
Zimmerman can't get to it.
Looking to stay unbeaten against Washington. Bryce Harper.
Dead center. It is gone.
All the Marlins can do is look in amazement. Perfect record versus fence record. Hit for the social cycle. Nationals Marlins. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hey guys, ever wonder why getting into shape isn't as easy as it was when you were 25? Well, it's not your fault. It's Mother Nature's. Because once you hit 45, your body has less youth-boosting free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. That's why you need Nugenix. Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Nugenix helps you feel stronger and more energetic, more passionate too. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting STRONG to 99000. Nugenix is so effective it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get yourself back into shape and be more of the man you want to be with award-winning Nugenix. Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting STRONG to 99000. Again, text STRONG to 99000.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Built for business.
In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zims Max Freeze. Here's Annie from Virginia.
I love Zims because it helps with whatever is sore, and Zims uses all these good ingredients.
Zims Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science. And Howard from Indiana says,
oh, I love it. I would tell the world about Max Freeze. It's helped us. I'm sure it will help a lot of other people.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zims Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
Coming up on WMAL.
Should new parents be publicly shamed for going out and partying and leaving their infant at home with sitters? We'll talk about it.
Well, if you're a parent and you think that this transgendered